with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
And good day to you, Brevard County. Thank you for tuning into the Refresh radio program right here on WMIE 91.5 FM. I've got great news. It's Friday. It is Friday. It is Friday. If for me, that is great news. This is the day that I get to recharge my batteries, if you will, get ready for the weekend. And so we are very, very excited about this day that the Lord has made and given it to us. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Today we're going to be in 1 Chronicles, the 29th chapter, 1 Chronicles 29, and we're going to be talking about several things that people actually strive for in this life. And today we're going to point you to the source of those things, and it's not anything that the devil can offer you. It's not anything that the world can offer you. We're going to be looking at that today. In fact, we're going to be looking at the end of David's reign and the beginning of Solomon's reign. And David actually, you know, handled that situation like I can't think of another king who handed off the scepter of power as successfully as David did. It wasn't without drama, but it was with a great deal of preparation. And so we're going to be looking at some of David's parting words today, not his very last words, but we're going to be looking at what the source for these things that people actually strive after is. I want to say thank you today to the folks at Creative AC Solutions, 321-759-3284, 321-759-3284. And Bill operates in the central part of Brevard County, and he has got a vast amount of successful experience in dealing with just about every air conditioning system that you can imagine. From very, very small to extremely incomprehensibly large systems, that when he told me how many tons of air conditioning that he dealt with, it was like, I just can't comprehend that. He is very, very skilled, very knowledgeable at what he does. He loves Jesus. If you want somebody to come out and while he's working on your unit and you want to have a talk about the Lord, he's been known to do that as well. I can tell you he's come back from calls and told about the conversations that he had and say, you know, I had the opportunity to pray while I was out there, and, you know, hey, you want to join us in praying for this situation as well. So if you need your air conditioner looked at, worked on, and, you know, now that we're in hurricane season and power surges and all that going on, it's a very vulnerable time for our cooling systems. You don't want to be hot. You want to be able to turn it up and down to exactly the temperature that you want on your thermostat and for the unit to comply with that. And so if your system needs some fine-tuning, if it needs repair, if you need a new system, give the folks at Creative AC Solutions a call, 321-759-3284, 321-759-3284. Tell them you heard about them on the Refresh radio program. So want to invite you out to church this Sunday. Our sanctuary is open. I know that there are churches across the country that have said, you know what, we cannot reopen safely until 2021. We have been open almost every Sunday this year, according to whatever guidelines we had in place. There was one Sunday we were not open, and that was because of the guidelines were freshly implemented, and my mother passed away. I was traveling back from her funeral, and so there was one Sunday I did from a parking lot in just outside of Atlanta, Georgia. There was another Sunday here a couple of weeks ago where we were not able to meet and, you know, have an actual crowd, a congregation in the house, and that was because we were doing a beautification project inside our sanctuary, and it was almost a two-week-long process. So we are open. We do sanitize. We've got hand sanitizer everywhere. We are socially distant. And so we have accommodations for you. And so if you would like to come and visit Merit Assembly of God, in all actuality, it's probably never been a safer time. You know, everybody is being very considerate of one another. And we are preaching right now on faith. We're preaching on building faith. And we want you to be built up in your most holy faith as well. Our services are Sunday school at 9:30, and then worship is at 10. Sunday school is at 9:30. Worship is at 10:30, and we want to encourage you to come and be a part of that. We're also meeting on Wednesday nights. Youth is at 7, and adult Bible study is at 7. And tomorrow we have a special little class that is being taught by our Sunday school teacher on praying the heart of the Father. And so that's going to be taking place this Saturday and next Saturday from 10 a.m. till noon. So if you want to come and be a part of that, we invite you out for that. First Chronicles chapter 29, verse number 10. Well, let me share with you verse number 9. I want to give you the heart. David is at the end of his life. He's getting ready to hand over the reign of power. And it says, "Then the people rejoiced, for they had offered willingly, because with a loyal heart they had offered willingly to the Lord, and King David also rejoiced greatly." I don't know about you, but that's how I want to go out. I don't want to go out miserable, cranky, and useless. I want to go out rejoicing greatly, having been a blessing to those around me, having been a blessing to God, and getting ready to be a blessing to God for all of eternity. Verse number 10 says this, "Therefore David blessed the Lord before all the assembly, and David said, 'Blessed are you, Lord God of Israel, our Father, forever and ever. For yours, O Lord, is the greatness, the power, and the glory, the victory, and the majesty. For all that is in heaven and in earth is yours. Yours is the kingdom, O Lord. And you are exalted as head over all. Both riches and honor come from you, and you reign over all. In your hand is power and might. In your hand it is to make great and to give strength to all. Now, therefore, our God, we thank you and praise you, praise your glorious name. But who am I and who are my people that we should be able to offer so willingly as this? For all things come from you, and of your own we have given you. For we are aliens and pilgrims before you, as were all our fathers. Our days on earth are as a shadow and without hope. O Lord our God, all this abundance that we have prepared to build you a house for your holy name is from your hand and is all your own. I know also, my God, that you test the heart and have pleasure in uprightness. And for me, in the uprightness of my heart, I have willingly offered all these things. And now with joy I have seen your people who are present here to offer willingly to you. O Lord God of Abraham, Isaac, and Israel, our fathers, keep this forever in the intent of the thoughts of the heart of your people, and fix their heart toward you, and give my son Solomon a loyal heart to keep your commandments and your testimonies and your statutes, to do all these things and to build the temple for which I have made provision.' And David said to all the assembly, 'Now, bless the Lord your God.' So all the assembly blessed the Lord God of their fathers and bowed their heads and prostrated themselves before the Lord and the king." We're going to stop we're going to stop right there with our reading. So there are a lot of people who spend their entire life trying to achieve greatness. There are people who try to achieve power. There are people who want fame and glory. They want victory. There are royal settings across the globe, and you look at those and you see majestic things. There are people who will do everything in their power to achieve riches and wealth. There are people who want to increase their strength. There are people who want to be great, and they want to be famous. And so they will go to the ends of the earth. They will stab people in the back figuratively, sometimes literally, but most of the time figuratively. They will cheat and steal and lie to achieve this greatness. We see nations around the globe that Christianity is such a threat to them that they try and impoverish Christians. They want to persecute Christians. And now there are people who are even threatening to remove children from the home of Christians because they consider that a threat. Now, I want you to know those strategies have been tried throughout history and they fail. It's because greatness does not come from persecuting other people. Greatness is not achieved by exalting yourself. Greatness, David, who was one of the greatest kings, he's the gold standard of kings of Israel and Judah up until the Lord Jesus Christ took the throne. David was the gold standard there, and he tells us about things that people are longing for and who they actually belong to. Now, if you've been following us for a few weeks now, you know that what we're talking about right now are things that belong to God. Okay? Tommy Barnett has a rule. He probably borrowed it from somebody else, but he was the one that I heard say it. And he says that for him to please God, he always set out to keep away from the three G's. He said, these things belong to God. He said, I don't want to touch his gold. I don't want to touch his glory. And I don't want to touch the girls. Those are his creation. He didn't want to have anything to do with things that belonged to God. So let's look here in verse number 10 and set the stage. He says, blessed are you, Lord God of Israel, our Father forever and ever. Yours, O Lord, is the greatness. Yours, O Lord, is the greatness. And so I looked through a couple of different translations. I did the research in my lexicon and my concordances and things like that. But the New King James and the Amplified Bible translate almost every one of these things that are attributed to God the exact same way. But I'm going to give you a little bit of the alternative translation so that you can understand some of the scope of what it is that belongs to God. So if we are seeking the face of God, now I like what God had said to David, even when he was rebuking him. I'm gonna turn back to 1 Chronicles chapter 11. I think that's where it is. And that is when David had sinned against God and he had committed adultery with Bathsheba and had Uriah, her husband, killed. And then he plotted a cover-up, and Nathan came and let him know, look, you have been found out. You have been discovered, and I am not happy with this. So it's in 2 Samuel chapter 11 is where it is. And then Nathan came and revealed everything to him. I want to read to you what God said. And I've just got to find it here. It's Nathan's response to him is in 2 Samuel chapter 12, verse number 7. Then Nathan said to David, "You are the man. Thus says the Lord God of Israel, I anointed you king over Israel, and I delivered you from the hand of Saul. I gave you your master's house and your master's wives into your keeping, and gave you the house of Israel and Judah." This is the point I want you to hear. "And if that had been too little, I also would have given you much more." I want you to hear that. I gave you the throne. I gave you your position. I gave you everything that you needed. And if that had been too little, I also would have given you much more. So today, as we're looking at 1 Chronicles chapter 29, verse number 11, I want you to recognize that these things that we're talking about, that so many people long for, they belong to God. God is the source, and only He can give them. Now, if you look into the New Testament, and Jesus was driven by the Spirit into the wilderness, and He was tempted there by the devil for 40 days, and the devil comes and offers Jesus some of these very things that we're talking about, and He says, "All you've got to do is bow down and worship Me, and everything is yours." And you've got to understand, Jesus knew that the devil wasn't the source of those things. God is. God is. They belong to Him. So let's look at some of these things that belong to Him. "For yours, O Lord, is the greatness." And that's the way that it is translated. It can also mean mighty acts. "Yours, O Lord, are the mighty acts. Everything that I've accomplished has come because You made it happen." Dignity, great things, those are all made possible because greatness belongs to You. Greatness belongs to You. So if you and I want to be great, I don't want to, if we're going to be great, let's not be great for a fleeting moment. Let's be great for eternity. "The people that know their God shall do great exploits. They shall do mighty acts. It's because apart from Him, we can do nothing, but with Him, all things are possible. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me." You and I, we've got to recognize that greatness belongs to God. So that means that when I am in my work situation, I don't have to be jealous if another person is excelling. I don't have to be jealous when another salesperson has a sale. And the reason that I use that as an example is there was a time when I was selling shoes, and I helped get a friend of mine a job. He actually worked in my shoe department that I managed. I wasn't the one who hired him. Someone else hired him, but I had recommended him, and I had been at work all day long. I had opened the store. It now came time for lunch, and I couldn't go to lunch until he came in. There had been nothing going on that day. It was one of the slowest days you can imagine. And so I go to lunch, and I come back, and he had sold. I mean, he had been busy from the time I left till the time I got back, and I was married. He wasn't married. I had rent. He didn't have rent. He was still living at home, and my nose was a little out of joint. And I said, "God, that's not fair. That's not fair." And I said, I've got these bills to pay. And I mean, he's the one that just made the money. I need, and he said, "Look, I have the ability to bless you, and I have the ability to bless him. And me blessing him doesn't exclude you, and me blessing you doesn't exclude him. Don't be jealous because I blessed him. Be thankful that I blessed him. You see, I don't know how God always talks to other people, but I know that when God speaks to me, he's making me a better human being and a better ambassador for Christ. And so from that time forward, I did not look at those in my department as being competition. I looked at them as teammates, and that God was the source. And so in ministry, you know, I've seen churches that are thriving. You know, I've been at Merit Assembly of God for over 27 years now. We're still on the small side of things, but we are blessed. We are effective in reaching our ministry. And I gave up a long time ago trying to compete against other churches. I realized they weren't the competition. They were teammates. They were teammates. And so I celebrate when people have people getting saved. Churches have people getting saved, and churches have people getting baptized. I celebrate that. You see, I'm called to my position, and I want to make the most out of that opportunity. I want to have it in such a place that when God says, I've got something new for you, which, you know, after 27 years is probably going to be, hey, I want you to come and spend some time with me forever. How about eternity? Would that work for you? That when I move into that situation, that I will have made the most of my opportunity at Merit Assembly of God and will be able to hand it off as a blessing to someone else instead of a challenge. Greatness belongs to God. And so one of my favorite worship song or praise songs, it's not necessarily a worship song, but is God is Great by Hillsong. I absolutely love that song. I love talking about how great God is. Now, one of my favorite worship songs is How Great Thou Art. See, for me, it is not hymns versus choruses. For me, it is about praise and worshiping God. It doesn't matter the genre to me. I just want everybody to know that God is great. Greatness belongs to him. Greatness belongs to him, and he was able, in David's case, to take the youngest child of Jesse, who dad didn't even recognize the giftings of God in him to the point that he didn't even invite him to his own coronation. David was out in the sheep pastures taking care of the sheep, and Samuel said, is this all the kid you got? Because he was thinking, something is not right with this picture. God keeps telling me no. There's got to be something I'm missing, by the way, which is a great lesson that we should look at. And he said, well, I got the youngest out there. And he said, call him. Call him. We're not sitting down to eat until he gets here. And when Samuel saw him, God said, rise up and anoint him as king. You see, he was a man after God's own heart. And it wasn't just that he could kill giants. God looked on him and he said, look, I'm going to take him from obscurity and I'm going to make him a timeless timeless ambassador for what it means to live for me. He put him on the throne of Israel, and through David, God brought greatness to Israel. He set Solomon up for a time of peace and prosperity like Israel had ever known. But it was because David said, God, the only reason we're here is because of the greatness of God. The only way that we could have ever got out of Egypt as slaves was because of the greatness of our God. There's a thing I saw on Facebook, a meme that had a picture of Yul Brynner, who was in the Ten Commandments with Charlton Heston. Yul Brynner played Pharaoh, and it shows him giving just a look of exasperation, and he says, "This is the look Ramses gives when y'all are complaining about just one plague," and he went through 10. By the way, the scripture says those plagues, those were God's plagues. Those were things that he brought into that situation to compel Egypt to let his people go. The greatest bondage that they had ever been in was transformed in the greatest liberation that mankind has ever known because of the greatness of God. So as we're here today and you're getting ready to go into the weekend, you may be facing your greatest obstacle that you've ever experienced. It might be bad news at work. You may have got laid off or got furloughed. I've known people that's happened to this year. None of that changes the greatness of God. You might have just received a diagnosis from the doctor. That does not change the greatness of God. Today, I want to encourage you to put these words on your lips. God, mighty acts are yours. Supernatural healings are yours. God, greatness is yours. You are a great God, and greatness belongs to you. And because of the covenant that we walk together, I want to thank you that you are going to be seen as great in my life right now. I pray that as you get ready to go into the weekend, that you realize that greatness belongs to God, and he wants to show up and show off in your situation, and the devil doesn't stand a chance. God is going to receive the glory. I pray that you have a marvelous weekend, that you are blessed. If you don't have a church, we'd love to see you at Merit Assembly of God on Sunday morning, 10:30 for worship, 9:30 for Sunday school. Have a great weekend. We'll see you here Monday, right here on the Refresh
Radio
Program.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merit Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, merrittassembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember Proverbs 11:25, "He who refreshes others will himself be refreshed."
I thank you for the cross where all my shame was laid, broken by your power, banished to the grave. You gave yourself for me, a sinner for a king, offering your death and suffering my sin. Oh, I will give my life to you, Lord. For with grace you came to pay the ransom for my soul, and I will live my life from death into your mercy on the cross. Oh, I thank you for the cross where all shame was laid, broken by your power, banished to the